Hello and welcome to episode 262 of the Heart of Markness, Led Zeppelin podcast. This week, we have a beautiful one. June 15th, 1972. Nassau Coliseum in New York. New York, man. June 72, you can't really go wrong with Zeppelin. Unfortunately, not all the fantastic shows have fantastic sound. And this sound, I realized that my bootleg ears accepted as, oh, this sounds fine. But I think it probably doesn't sound that great to most folks. So I truncated the list of what I was going to play for you. That doesn't mean you're not going to get a 23-minute whole lot of love, because you are. Don't worry. But you're not getting the Dazed and Confused, which is pretty fucking awesome. But again, if the sound quality is something that most people, or even many people, are suffering through, I don't want to give them two ridiculous 20-minute epics. For that would be cruel and unusual. But would it be punishment? No, it would be a gift from me, and you would reject it. That's all right. It's fine. 1972. Many people's favorite year. I have a weird time with 72, and I don't know why. It's the first year where they are the biggest band in the world. It's the first year they got their a press person, Danny Goldberg. Because Zeppelin was outselling other bands. Definitely outselling the Stones. And the Rolling Stones also had a very nice June 1972. Peak era for the Stones. So, but they were on the news everywhere. They were traveling with Truman Capote and Princess Lee Radziwill, I think. And were all over the news, all over the press. Led Zeppelin, not so much. Because they avoided that shit. Until they're like, why aren't we being worshipped for being the most famous band ever? And they're like, well, nobody knows this. So they got Danny Goldberg to spread the word. And then in 1973 is when they were the undisputed gods of the world, and everybody knew it, and you got The Song Remains the Same, etc., etc. 72, unbelievable powerhouse instrumentally. Robert still has a good part of his higher register and force in his voice, and he's still using it. And Jimmy, of course, magnificent, but everybody is great. How the West Was Won is a fantastic live album. You should go listen to it now. Do it. Do it now. This is 10 days before that show, The West Was Won, which is mostly June 25th, with a little bit of June 27th. It's all going from memory, so if there's a date I missed, whatever. So, let's jump in. We're going to jump in right away, simply because first, oh, also, let me apologize for being a day late. I went to visit my daughter yesterday, and I took the choo-choo train, because it's about 140 miles away. Choo-choo train, really nice ride, super comfortable. But it was 6 hours of travel for 1 hour of visitation. She's still in her treatment facility. Although, she is ready to go. She should be out this week if they have room at the day treatment place. She'll be able to come home and do outpatient treatment during the day, but they have to have room for there. And she is so ready to leave. She has done so well, really worked on it hard, and I'm so proud of her. So hopefully this week, maybe next week, but she is grumpy because she's fucking ready to go, and she may have to stay longer. And she's like, I'm better, I eat, I do good things. It was an eating disorder. So, it's good. I'm glad she looks good. She feels good. Her therapist says she's doing great. Everybody says she's doing great. She does all her assignments, cleans her plate, does all that. Good-hearted, good-natured, just losing her mind because she's been there too long. So, and because of that visit and the 6 hours on the train, I didn't get home till after 8 last night, and then I was just done. So I didn't do it last night. Apologies. It's done today. All right, let us jump in. This is Led Zeppelin playing. Houses of the Holy is not out yet, so they're probably still technically touring on Zeppelin 4. But they're playing House of the Holy tracks more and more throughout this tour in embryonic form as they develop. We aren't going to hear any of those tonight. Why not? Because I did not select them. Did they even play them? Let's look at the set list. Here is the set list, because you can get this entire concert from heartofmarkness.com. This is the source from Taper AC. Aleister Crowley? No. Alice Kravitz? Maybe. This is a first generation off the master. Opens with the drone intro, LA drone, wow, wow, wow. Immigrant Song, which includes a little bit of You're a Better Man Than I from the Yardbirds. Straight into Heartbreaker, into Black Dog, Since I've Been Loving You, Stairway to Heaven. Little acoustic set, going to California with That's the Way. Tangerine, Ramyar Stomp, Dazed and Confused, which has some Walter's Walk. The notes say has Hots On for Nowhere, but I listened close and I did not hear it. They go into the funky part with the Crunge, which is on Houses of the Holy. First time many of the people in the audience are hearing Funky Zeppelin. What Is and What Should Never Be, Moby Dick, 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 Dick. Whole Lot of Love, which includes Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, Boogie Chillin', Hideaway, Willie and the Hand Jive, Hello Mary Lou, Goodbye Heart, Money Honey, Heartbreak Hotel, Bottle Up and Go, Hot Tamales and the Red Hot, It's Tight Like That, and Going Down Slow. Going Down Slow, my favorite blues song of all time, the one with Willie Dixon and Howlin' Wolf and Hubert Sumlin on the guitar. Best blues ever, in my opinion. The bluesiest of blues. All right, hopping right in, coming into under 7 minutes of chit-chat. You got, I merged together Immigrant Song and Heartbreaker, so you hear them all as they float at the concert without me interrupting. Here we go. Immigrant Song, Heartbreaker, Nassau Coliseum, June 15th, 1972, and they're off.
Come on. You really did us a mischief. I gotta tell you, you really did us a mischief. I think we're gonna go on that security thing that they have over here when they give you money when you can't work after that. So those who realized tonight know that this one's about a dog who used to boogie too much. He's on national aid now in England. He reached such an old age that everybody had to carry him about to his different chips. We met him about a year ago. He's quite incredible. This is called Black Dog.
Yeah, dig it! Thank you!
Very nice, very nice. Limber fingered Jimmy. The tape actually sounds fantastic when it's just him. It's the condenser microphone's inability to handle the crushing loud bass that overloads everything. But it is good, and you may have noticed that the people making the recording were quietly whispering amongst themselves. Not at all, quite loud. You're going to hear more of that. But the tape itself is good. The show itself is fantastic. And in my opinion, it's worth it. It's no different than going to a concert next to those fuckheads and hearing them talk. It does detract. It is unfortunate. But I think this is the only or the best recording of this show, of which I know anyway. So take what we can get. Speaking of taking what we can get, you know what we can get? We can get the hell out of here. No. Ha 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 ha. Since I am playing only two songs, although that was two songs right there, but, you know, two blocks. The next one will be, as I alluded, Whole Lot of Love, 23 minutes long, every song in the world played. So there's a lot of songs you're getting in the podcast with only two breaks. But that means I do have to do the spiel now, which is the podcast spiel that every podcast does. Which is, you can find me on every major podcast platform, which is stupid that they say it because they've already found you. But in case you found me but haven't found me, you can find me on, you can go straight to SoundCloud where I post the podcast, or get it on Apple or Android or Podbean or BeanPod, ApplePod, PodApple, BeanApple, AppleBean, BoneAppleTea. Anywhere, essentially, there's podcasts. You go to Spotify. That's kind of cool. Anywhere there's podcasts, there's me. Which, as I said, you already know. So I am trying to... Here we go. You can also go to Facebook. I have a Facebook group, Heart of Markness. I am on Twitter, or X, as Heart of Markness. I am on YouTube, as Heart of Markness. There's a theme. And there is the aforementioned website that I mentioned earlier, heartofmarkness.com, where you can get just about every show that I have ever done straight to you. Now, man, Patreon is the slowest, least responsive site. This whole time I've been talking, a page has been loading. And it's still not loading because the very last cell, there we go. And now I click this, and it reloads again. Hooray. So, I also have a Patreon. Patreon.com/Heart of Markness if you're interested, take a look. There's also a button on the Heart of Markness website if you also want to take a look there without having to type all those letters. And the current titans upon whose shoulders rests this humble yet mighty podcast, the people that keep the lights on, that pay for the hosting, pay for SoundCloud, pay for the mega cloud hosting, the website itself, all that rigmarole, are these wonderful human beings to whom I give a laurel and hearty handshake. Keith and Tilda, Steve, George, Big Ed, Kenny, John from West Footscray, Picard, Rob from Melbourne, Australia, Wayne, Brad, Danielle, Tracy, Other, Best David, hope you're feeling better, buddy, Bonzo Billy, and Mimo. Thank you for being my friends. Da 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 da. All right, the spiel has concluded. We now go back to the meat and potatoes of the show, which is as follows. Whole Lot of Love with a trillion medleys. And they also play, as I mentioned earlier, Going Down Slow, my favorite blues song. And Jimmy kind of emulates the quavering bent note guitar of Hubert Sumlin that you'll hear. It is good. It is wonderful. Now, Robert Plant is no Howlin' Wolf, but the song is impeccable. Let's jump in and listen to it. Whole Lot of Love with every other song ever recorded smashed in. Enjoy.
Yeah. That's so lame.
This is the national anthem. One night I was laying down. I hear my mom and papa talking. They said, you keep away from that Jerry Greenberg.
Thank you.
And there you have it. That's where it ends. Sorry. That's unfortunate, but at least you don't have to hear those guys talking anymore. Insane, though. All the medleys, the tightness of the band, the whole thing. I love this band. You love this band. You're listening to this band. Yay. All right, there it is. Nassau 72. You can get that whole show. I read all those things a little while back. And go to heartofmarkness.com. Get this entire show yourself. Listen to that awesome Dazed and Confused, because it really is worth it, as is every other song. Because, like I said, I mean, 1972 Zep, you really can't go wrong. And June 72 is just the high watermark of higher watermarks. So, I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back next Sunday with another show. And if you need to get in touch with me for something, you can always reach me at mark@heartofmarkness.com. Thank you. Please be good to yourselves and each other. Adios.